Hello and welcome to Persiflage Podcast number 27. 27 whole weeks of persiflage. Does anyone deserve that much fun? This one dates back to September 20th, 2001. And here's something pretty exciting. It appears to be a series of horoscopes. So that's kind of interesting. It's just horoscopes, quotations, and the classifieds. So, here goes. This is a small introductory paragraph. The new improved zodiac. Seeing as how we are now embarked upon a new millennium, which so far doesn't seem like a huge improvement on the last one, it seems incumbent on someone to devise a new zodiacal system. The old one is a little past its best before date, and quite frankly has been providing some of us with some pretty lame horoscopes of late. In the hopes of inspiring some serious debate on the subject, we here at Persiflage have constructed horoscopes based on an entirely different system. They cover the week running from September 21st to the 28th. Here goes. The Badger. Regular readers of this publication will hardly be surprised to see this sign. January the 4th to April 13th, excluding February 28th and the 29th in leap years. Badgers tend to be tall and uncompromising in their choice of entrees, although they are flexible with respect to side dishes. This week will be fraught with peril. Remember to carry Kleenex and stop pushing me. The next sign is the Very Small Rock, also known as the Pebble. February 28th and 29th, April 14th, May 27th to 30th, and November 3rd. VSRs seldom wear underwear, and when they do, it often chafes. They cannot be trusted to water plants, although they are good with fish, especially in a white wine sauce. Stay out of Walmart this week. It is a good week to begin a new enterprise involving wild animals or anyone named Norman. Next up, the Mighty Eel. The symbol for this sign is, surprisingly, a carrot. April 15th to May 26th. The most gregarious sign in the new zodiac, eels are known for their ability to hold their breath, although not underwater, and their facility with the home game of The Price is Right. This will be a great week for you. Remember to floss and don't talk to that guy down the hall who always wears sweats. I don't know what that smell is. The Pointy Thing, most of June. Pointy things tend to love eating chips and often collect things that seem pointless, like combs and Pericomo records. The first few days of this week would be good for shooting craps or doing linear algebra, while later in the week, you might want to concentrate on getting that family of raccoons out of the bathroom. If you don't have a family of raccoons in your bathroom, you might want to consider getting one. The Dyslexic Elephant Seal, the most hirsute of the zodiacal signs, June 28th to July 26th. Seals are known for their kindness to old people and their perplexing hostility towards field mice. They are exceptional dancers and love biscuits. Monday, avoid all forms of work. The next sign is called a kind of round thing with a sort of squiggly line through it. And that's for birthdays between July 27th to August 19th. These folks tend to be very sure of themselves, although they are invariably wrong. Often, their perspicacity is matched only by their ebullience. Never leave them alone with Tony Danza. This week is a good one for sex. Try to involve at least one other person this time. If you are not sexually active, try dominoes. The Shoebox with Shoes, August 20th to 31st, November 5th to 9th, and December the 11th. The most misunderstood of all the signs. These people tend to smell funny, but are really quite nice once you get to know them, as long as you never mention Zero Mostel. This week, concentrate on learning the xylophone and pasting pictures of ducks onto the back of your fridge or pants. The shoebox empty, all of September and November 1st to 3rd. The second shoebox sign is the second sexiest of all the new zodiac signs. Unfortunately, their reach often exceeds their grasp, if you know what I mean. They make excellent macaroni art. Don't leave the house! The size 14 ladies capri pants, an extremely odd sign. October 1st to 27th, November 10th to 18th, December 1st to 10th. These people love to have fun. Unfortunately, the capri's idea of fun is eating raspberry jello and mocking the hairstyles of radio commentators. Although capris often consider themselves psychic, they really aren't. This is a good week for starting a new job or varnishing a collection of radishes that bear a striking resemblance to John Quincy Adams. Stay away from dryer lint on Wednesday and at all costs avoid Badgers, the sign, or any of the teams from the University of Wisconsin. It doesn't mention here Brock University, but Brock University also has Badgers teams. I wonder if they, well, considering this horoscope is 16 years old, I guess it doesn't really matter. On we go. The last sign. The toilet paper roll. October 28th to 31st, November 19th to 30th, December 12th to January 3rd. In other words, everyone not previously covered. Despite the inherent bathroom imagery of this sign, rolls tend to favor relieving themselves out of doors, often in an ostentatious manner. Rolls consider themselves the kings and queens of the zodiac, although we're not sure why. They make excellent telephone sanitizers and coffee. They often display a fondness for hard old caramels. Keep nothing in your pants this week unless it is perishable and delicious. This would be a good time to take stock of someone else's life. For God's sake, don't look at your own. Well, that was very interesting. New zodiac, eh? Okay. All we have left this week are the quotations, of which there are two. The first one by Jean Cocteau, and it is, "Do not fear being ridiculous in relation to the ridiculous." Good advice. And the second one is from Sherlock Holmes, who I always thought was imaginary. Anyway, "For strange effects and extraordinary combinations, we must go to life itself, which is always far more daring than any effort of the imagination." And finally, the classifieds, of which there are also two. "We'll trade any small representations of former NHL stars done in construction paper and pipe cleaners for a slightly used copy of Burton's Anatomy of Melancholy, missing pages 223 to 290. And finally, "For sale, a carbuncle allegedly removed from the right butt cheek of David Lloyd George, $150 or best offer." Well, that's quite the bargain. So that's it for this week. No story, no essays, just zodiac fun. Anyway, I think next week we're back to the usual setup. So those of you who missed that this week will be rewarded. And that's it. Goodbye.